Perek Shmini, Mishneh Vav in Masechet Ohalot. We have, up until now, very clear sense of what type of things fit all of the four different sets that we needed to describe. Things that are maybe a satuma, are chotis b'fnei atuma, or one or the other, or neither. But we did not discuss one very particular case, and that was where we've got Tzomit Posel. And remember, we talked about before in Kalim, the interrelationship between binyonim that are going to save from Tuma vis-a-vis blocking Tuma as a chatzitza, versus the idea that the Torah was machadish, that where you have a kli that cannot be makabel Tuma from the outside, and the only way that you would be matami Tumas Meis was by the Tuma getting into it, if something closes off that kli tightly, which is called a tzamid patio, so then anything in that kli is actually chotzitz b'fnei atuma. Now, it's like not, it shares some of the dinim with all, but it's not the same. Because the deal is that a tzamid posel only stops tuma from getting in. It doesn't stop tuma from getting out. There's no such halacha. It's not the same as an ohel, in which if it's closed, then it's closed from both ends. So let's imagine a case where we've got these two barrels. Remember, the chaviyot in those days were made out of cheres. And you got these two barrels, and each one of them contains a chatzi zayit of a mace. But they have a tzomit posel. So now, if you put them both in the same house, the halacha is that the contents of these barrels is tohar, because there's not enough tuma in it to be metame the inside. And even though both of these barrels are in the same ohel, and you say that they don't prevent the tuma from getting out, and normally we say that you can combine a chatzi zayit and a chatzi zayit that's under the same ohel, you don't. Why do we not combine the two? Because lemaisa, each one of them doesn't allow the tuma to get into it. So since it doesn't allow the tuma to get into it, there's no way to be mitzaref it. Because in order to be mitzaref, the two tumas have to be together. But they're not together. So because of that, each one of the barrels themselves are considered to be free of a kezias of tuma, but the house, and anything in the house, obviously, is considered to be tame because the tuma is let out of the barrels. It just can't go into the barrels. So because of that, this is a very important distinction between tzomit pasil and between an actual ohel. So what's in the barrels is tahar, what's in the house is tame. Fascinating. And what's in the house, you understand the strange situation. What's in the house is tamei because of what's in the barrels. But what's in the barrels is tahar because they can't allow the tuma in from what's in the house. So it's a one-way valve to tuma. Now, the moment we open one of the barrels. So if you open one of the barrels, then that barrel's contents becomes tamei because it's open to the house. But the other one remains tahar. Now, we have something that is similar to this in a case where you have two rooms that are open to a big middle room. And the door of the house that goes outside is outside of the living room, the big room. And then you've got two bedrooms that don't have doors to the outside. They open up into the living room. And there's a chatzi zayis of a mace in each one of the bedrooms. We don't want to talk about the Adams family's home, but it's something like that. So the question over here is, the chatzi zayit of the mace in each one of the rooms are actually, the din would be, that if the door to the main room of the house is the only way to go, so then only the main room becomes tame. Why? Because of sof tuma latzeit. So we have an interesting halacha over here. Each one of the rooms on the side remains tahar as long as the door is kept closed. because those rooms only let the tumah out, but they don't let the tumah in, you see. They let the tumah out because of halacha of sof tumah letzeit, which means that the only door available to take the tumah out of the house is going to require us to view as the tumah of going out of the bedrooms. But they will not allow the tumah that's in the main room, which came from them, to penetrate them. So we have an interesting, similar case based on totally different principles. Totally different principles, but which boils down to the same case, in which you have a one-way valve for Tuma. One is a one-way valve because the Din of Tzomit Pasul only is referring to letting things in. The other is a one-way valve because Sof Tuma Latzeit is a one-way valve. And that is the conclusion of Hadron Alach Yesh Mevi'in Et HaTum'ah
Bli Neder.